We'll turn now to Ezekiel chapter 44. Reading verses 4 through 14 on page 732. And if you would hold your place there and turn also to Numbers chapter 18. Reading verses 1 through 7 on page 126. Beginning on page 126 with Numbers chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. This is the word of the Lord. So the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear iniquity connected with the sanctuary. And you and your sons with you shall bear iniquity connected with your priesthood. And with you bring your brothers also, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may join you and minister to you while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony. They shall keep guard over you and over the whole tent, but shall not come near to the vessels of the sanctuary or to the altar, lest they and you die. They shall join you and keep guard over the tent of meeting for all the service of the tent. And no outsider shall come near you, and you shall keep guard over the sanctuary and over the altar, that there may never again be wrath upon the people of Israel. And behold, I have taken your brothers, the Levites, from among the people of Israel. They are a gift to you, given to the Lord, to do the service of the tent of meeting. And you and your sons with you shall guard your priesthood for all that concerns the altar and that is within the veil. And you shall serve. I give your priesthood as a gift, and any outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 4 through 14. "Then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, and I fell on my face. And the Lord said to me, 'Son of man, mark well, see with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I shall tell you concerning all the statutes of the temple of the Lord and all its laws. And mark well the entrance to the temple and all the exits from the sanctuary. And say to the rebellious house, to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, and most of all your abominations, in admitting foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, to be in my sanctuary, profaning my temple, when you offer to me my food, the fat and the blood. You have broken my covenant, in addition to all your abominations, and you have not kept charge of my holy things, but you have set others to keep my charge for you in my sanctuary. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel shall enter my sanctuary. But the Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols, when Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight of the gates of the temple and ministering in the temple. They shall slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before the people to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel, therefore I have sworn concerning them, declares the Lord God, and they shall bear their punishment. They shall not come near to me to serve me as priest, nor come near any of my holy things and the things that are most holy, but they shall bear their shame and the abominations they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, to do all its service and all that is to be done in it. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we ask your blessing upon this word, that it may take deep root in our hearts, that it may bear fruit in its season, that by it we may know the sweetness of Christ and the joy of his glory. We ask these things in his name. Amen. A day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. The dwelling place of the Lord is a place of such loveliness that even the thought of it may cause one's heart and flesh to sing for joy. It is a place of such goodness that to be kept from it may cause one's soul to thirst and flesh to faint, as though in a dry and weary land where there is no water. The loveliness of that place is the beauty of the Lord. And the goodness of that place is his mercy and grace. The house of the Lord is a place of peace, where the troubled heart finds quiet, the stillness of his presence. It is a place of strength, where the weak find refuge under the shadow of his wings. It is a place of contentment, where the hungry are satisfied by his fullness. It is a place of joy, where the weary are refreshed by springs of living water that flow from his throne. It is a place of rest, where he wipes away every tear from the eyes of those who mourn, where he turns sorrow to gladness, and songs of lament to songs of praise, tears of grief to tears of joy, sickness to health, want to plenty, death to life. There is no place like it, for there is no one like him. To live one day in that place is worth more than a thousand lives lived elsewhere. To be a doorkeeper in that house is to be bestowed with more honor than a king sitting on his throne. Such is the privilege that belongs to those who enter his courts, who are invited into his house. Whatever awaits them there within is far greater than whatever they have left outside. In Ezekiel chapter 44, we read of this privilege given in grace to the house of Levi as they are restored to their former service in the house of the Lord. And what we find here teaches us to be content with the grace that the Lord is pleased to give. There are two ways of reading what the Lord promises to the house of Levi in these verses. It may be understood as punishment rendered for sin. But it would be better to understand it as a privilege given in grace. And at first, it may seem strange to understand the passage in this way. After all, the Lord is here rebuking the house of Levi for how they aided and abetted the people of God in profaning his sanctuary through idolatry. And here the Lord assures them that they will bear these things. They will bear their iniquity. They will bear their abominations. They will bear their shame. And he forbids them from coming near to him in the holy places, or serving him with the holy things. And so it would make sense if someone were to read this as a kind of punishment, not to see it as a privilege, but instead as a cause for shame, as though the service to which the house of Levi is here appointed should bring them embarrassment. If we are not to see this as a punishment, but rather as a privilege, then we need to remember to what service the Lord at first had appointed the house of Levi. We find that service described in the book of Numbers. We find it in Numbers chapter 18, verses 1 through 7, which we read. There we find that the house of Levi was appointed to serve the house of Aaron, to whom had been given the priesthood. The house of Levi was appointed to minister to the priests as they ministered to the Lord, and to keep guard over the house and all that belonged to it. They were not to permit an outsider to enter it or to defile it, and the outsider who did so, they were to put him to death. It is very clear from Ezekiel chapter 44 that the house of Levi failed to keep this charge. They rebelled against it. For not only did they fail to put to death those who who would defile the sanctuary. They invited them to do so and joined with them in their idolatry. They rebelled against the charge that the Lord had given them and the service to which he had appointed them. But notice the similarity between the service described in Ezekiel chapter 44 and the service described in Numbers chapter 18. The service given to the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44 is identical to the service given to the house of Levi in Numbers chapter 18. In Numbers chapter 18, the house of Levi was to keep guard over the whole of God's house, over his sanctuary, over his altar. But they were not to draw near to the altar or to touch the holy things. Again, Numbers chapter 18, verse 3. They shall keep guard over you and over the whole tent, but shall not come near to the vessels of the sanctuary or to the altar, lest they and you die. What is denied to the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44 is not something new. What is denied to the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44 is not the denial of a privilege that they once had. It is nothing more than what was denied them at the very beginning of their service, as found in Numbers chapter 18. They were never to enter the holy places. They were never to go beyond the veil. They were never to handle the holy things. They had not been called to serve the Lord in that way. They had not been called to serve him as priests. And so we may understand the rebellion of the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44. We may understand it better if we compare it to another passage found in the book of Numbers. We may understand the rebellion of the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44 if we compare it to the rebellion of Korah in Numbers chapter 16. Korah was of the house of Levi, but he was not of the house of Aaron. And it did not please him that the priesthood had been given to Aaron and his sons, and not to Korah or his sons. And so in Numbers chapter 16, Korah gathers with others against Moses and against Aaron. And he says to them, "You have gone too far. For all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" How does Moses reply? Numbers chapter 16, verse 8. "Now, you sons of Levi, is it too small a thing for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do service in the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them. That he has brought you near him, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you. And would you seek the priesthood also? Korah was not content to serve the Lord as something other than a priest. He could not rejoice in the priesthood of Aaron if it did not include the priesthood of Korah. Korah rejected the priesthood that God had appointed. So we may understand the rebellion of the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44 in a similar way. The charge in Ezekiel chapter 44 that others were set to keep the charge of the Lord in the sanctuary. This charge against the house of Israel, what was it? It was a charge that they had rejected the priesthood that God had appointed. They had rejected those whom he had appointed to serve. The rebellion of the house of Levi in Ezekiel chapter 44. It resembles the rebellion of the house of Korah in Numbers chapter 16. In both we find the desire for others to keep the charge of the Lord in the sanctuary. In both we find the rejection of the priesthood that God had appointed. And what was the end of the house of Korah and the rebellion of Korah? The earth was opened, and Korah and all his house were swallowed up alive. And now we are able to see the grace of Ezekiel chapter 44. For here we find that the house of Levi is not completely destroyed on account of its rebellion. Instead, it is restored to its former service. It is restored to its former service as described by Moses to stand before the people to minister to them. What was small in the eyes of Korah and his house, it is now received with contentment by the house of Levi. In Ezekiel chapter 44, the service that is given to the house of Levi, it is not a punishment. It is the restoration of a privilege. And it is given in grace. The shame that Levi must bear is not the shame of his service.
is the shame of a sin.
Consider this grace. The one who is able to bear his shame is able to receive in humility whatever service is asked of him. However lowly, or however great. And he serves in that place to which he has been called with the quiet of a heart that has learned the grace of contentment, that receives from the hand of the Lord whatever that hand opens to give. What is given in grace must be received in grace. And we have this grace in Jesus Christ, who bore our iniquity and our shame. Is it too small a thing for you that the God of Israel has given his son for you? Is it too small a thing for you that he would set you apart and bring you near to himself? Is it too small a thing for you that he would make you to stand in his house? Is it too small a thing for you that he would call you sons and daughters? Is it too small a thing for you that Christ would call you his brothers? Whatever service to which you are called in the church, whatever place to which you are called in this life, it is given in grace to be received in grace. We may see it as a punishment, or we may see it as a privilege. The one who receives it in pride, he will bear his service, however noble it may be, as a punishment. He will never be satisfied. He will ever think that he deserves more. But the one whose heart has been humbled by his sin, he will bear his service, however base it may be, as a privilege. For he knows that he does not deserve it, and that it is his by grace. And consider the greatness of that grace. For God has not only made us doorkeepers in his house. Or does he leave us in his court? But he brings us into the most holy place of his presence. Let go of your pride, that you may enjoy all that he gives. And you will find it is more than everything. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Son. Glory to the Spirit. Amen.